I'm the queen of claps.
She's a queen of claps. Welcome to Sibling Scribbles, a sibling podcast about the creative process.
You're going to get it one of these days. My name is Marin, and I am one of your hosts. And this degraded human flesh is my other host.
My name is John.
John.
It's me.
Hooray. Today, we are going to talk about something interesting.
We didn't. Today's been miserable. Today's been absolutely awful. We have not a single thing has gone right. Let me explain. Everything has gone wrong.
Yes.
I showed up late.
Uh-huh. Right? I pushed back the time.
You pushed back the time. We started late, uh-huh. And then we didn't have the conversation about business and stuff that we needed to because we were busy making ice cream. Mm-hmm. The ice cream didn't work the way that it was supposed to, and so we had to fix that. The camera wasn't working the way it was supposed to. It still might not. If this is an audio only episode, now you know why.
Yeah.
And this is actually a good thing to talk about.
What do you do when everything goes wrong and you're stuck in a rut?
The creative process sucks. Okay? This crab is awful.
It's really hard.
Welcome to Sibling Scribbles about the creative process. This crab sucks.
We nailed that.
Yeah, no, that was planned. Everything is planned.
I'd like to
Nothing
thank
is
my
real.
Father in Heaven for sponsoring this episode.
For teaching us improv skills. Holy crap.
We were
talking about this just this week.
Yeah.
We were talking about this just this week because the creative process is exciting. It's so much fun to create and to do cool things with your wacky ideas. Uh-huh. And so often our cool ideas it's the work, right? Starting is fun. Starting is always fun. You have that honeymoon phase of like, mm-hmm. I'm going to underwater
new project,
basket weave, right?
New idea, new me.
Yeah, yes, yes. I'm an artist now, right?
I can write.
And then you get into it, even after you've done stuff like layout and outlining and... I just had to be sure. I just had to check that it wasn't backwards.
Why didn't you check beforehand?
I did. I really did. But I just thought we had the worst luck. I just had to check.
Whatever.
But my mic has been backwards sometimes, and it makes me have self-conscious.
Someone outside.
All right, we're going to cut the start at 3, 2, 1. The hard part about being a creator is actually doing the work, right?
Yeah.
And that sucks because... I mean, that's the whole thing. It's actually doing it. But even when you are doing it, sometimes things just don't work out. Sometimes things completely fall apart. How do you deal with that?
Okay. So I've said this a couple of times, but everyone and their mom and their grandma and their dog all have creative ideas for stories, for games, for D&D, for art, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Who is here? I swear. Come in. No, actually. Hi, Spencer.
Hey.
Pizza. I love pizza.
Holy crap. We've just...
No.
Welcome to the podcast, Spencer. I'm not cutting this out. This is staying in. Nothing goes right. This show must go wrong. We are live.
Where'd you get this from?
Please bring me pizza. Johnny needs a slice.
We have Supreme and Meat Lovers.
Ooh, Supreme, please. Holy cow, you can have some of the ice cream when it's done.
Do you want me to just put it right here?
All right. All right, I'm cutting back in 3, 2, 1. So, we now have pizza. Listen, this is going to be a shorter episode than most of our episodes. And you just need to accept that.
Everyone and their mom and their dog have creative ideas, but people aren't willing to put the work in. And the reason that they don't put the work in is because it's really, really freaking hard to... get over that honeymoon phase to be able to say, okay, we are going to go through all of the ideas. We're going to come up with the dialogue for all of the characters. We're going to design every single character and draw them out in a way that's cohesive. Like, that is a lot of work to do. And so when you're stuck as the person doing it, you have to do a few things. We had this talk recently in one of my classes with, I've talked about Sam a couple of times too, my teacher, Sam Nielsen.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you do when it's hard? How do you reconnect with your idea? How do you get into it, right? So we all kind of brainstormed different things. One of them for me, just jumping right in to the spiritual, I guess, is praying. I feel like prayer and going to the great creator is the best place to find inspiration and to find help and to say, how do you do this? Because in Genesis, they never really talk about, you know, Jesus getting stuck in a rut making the earth, you know? But
right. On the fifth day, he wasn't feeling it, right? Yeah. He just did bugs and it wasn't.
It wasn't a thing. It was just rough. But I mean, like, he knows what we're going through and he understands that things are hard and, like, he will help us to just power through it. Like, when I was applying to the animation program, we had to make a Lego and I had never used Maya before. And so I was doing digital modeling. And between every single limb that I was making for the Lego, for each part of the Lego, I prayed because I was like, I need help. This is so hard. I don't understand what I'm doing. I'm in the lowest of the low. And even if I didn't, I don't know, like, do perfect on the first try, I would still be like, I know that I'm being watched out for right now. So that's, I don't know, that was a very spiritual spiel. But
no, that's fantastic. I think you've actually kind of hit on everything that needs to be discussed, right? Which is, I mean, first of all, if you are religious, I think that that is a...
It's your turn to talk, because I'm going to eat some pizza.
Yeah, eat some pizza. It's good pizza. Thank you, Spencer. What's up? The trouble is with creation is that you have to be the one to come up with the processes. You have to be the one who carries the banner. When you're a leader, you have to be the one who is so insanely, the biggest cheerleader possible for the idea that you carry everybody else's energy as you work, right? But when you're the one who has to do all the work and you're the one who has to carry the banner and you have to believe in yourself, that's a lot. And so you need to start there. You need to believe in yourself. You're religious, you can say, look, God's looking out for me. Like, succeed or fail, this is going to turn out as my best. And that's all that matters, mm-hmm. right? Understanding that it's not the end of the world if you don't succeed is huge. Right? Because the more that you fail, the more that you don't quite reach the top, the better you're going to be, actually. The harder, like, the more perseverance that you have, the longer your career is going to be, the more you're going to be able to create, the better you're going to get. And so I think that believing in yourself, persevering, and sitting down and doing the work, even on days when you don't like it, you need to do all of those things, right? Like, at a 9-to-5, you have to sit down and do the work. You don't have to, right? But you also will get fired.
Yeah.
And so you do need to sit down and do it, especially on the days when you're not feeling it. Because if you break a habit, that is so much easier than building one.
It is so nice. I love breaking my habits. I love quitting. Quitting is so fun. But nothing ever comes from it. It's like, I don't have products to show. I haven't improved in any way. I haven't gained skills, and I haven't practiced the enduring to the end part. And that is the hardest principle in the world for me, because I love, like, commitment issues. Like, it's hard. So I am trying to, like, that is my...
I've never heard anyone say commitment issues.
No, the first... Okay. Why I hate stickers...
Whoa. Welcome to Sibling Scribbles, your ADHD podcast.
No, the first time I was putting this on my laptop, actually, I've got these cute little stickers set up. The first sticker I had, I held it over the laptop like this for like 5 minutes, trying to be like, if I put it on there, it will never come off. It will never leave. This is it, you know.
Yeah, no, Haley is the same way with her. She's got a big mug can thing with water in it. Water bottle? I don't know what the frick that is. I don't drink water. The government's lying to you. You just drink milk and soda.
No.
Yeah.
Drink water.
Milk and soda. Stinky farts are natural. Don't let the government convince you otherwise. Impossible beauty standards are ruining America.
Yeah. Am I drinking milk? What the frick? Drink water.
Drink water.
Do not show up at the gym.
Oh no! The
you're like sprinting. The on ice the
cream
treadmill.
Is the ice cream is done. You're like sprinting on the prison. You just have a half gallon. You just have a half gallon of like whole milk dribbling down your chin.
Everyone at the gym is gonna be like, "What the freak?"
Oh man! Okay,
as someone
so
who
get...
does that on the daily.
Spence, would you turn off the ice cream maker?
There should be an off button.
I just hit the play pause button on it. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, stickers.
It's hard to commit to hard work. You can love your characters, you can love your story, but it's hard to make the wonderful, beautiful idea that you have in your head into physical experience for someone else to share with you.
Right. I mean, you're committing to being very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, all creative work is a little piece of our soul that we've molded into a really ugly clay slug.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And when a piece of Isaac just cringed and died inside. He hates it when I say vulnerable.
Vulnerable is just a word.
He's like, why do they say I have to be vulnerable dating? I'm like, because they need to know who you are.
Yeah, you need to. They have to know they're not marrying a psychopath.
Which they are. But.
Yes. No. That's just the risk that you run with Jensen's, right? We're crazy in all the ways. Ways, bad ways.
Just how it be.
When you marry someone who drinks milk while running on the treadmill, you know what you're getting into. the
like the Muppets. Like a Muppet.
But okay. You're right. You're committing to being vulnerable. You're being very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Creation is scary. I mean, I know for myself that every time I write something, I'm like, that's fantastic. And then mm-hmm. I go back for revisions and I go, maybe I don't want to admit that about myself.
Yeah, I remember drawing characters a lot. And every time mom was like, are you drawing yourself? And yes. I was like, no, mom, I'm not.
Yes.
Like they're clearly not me.
No, they're clearly you.
And they're clearly me.
It's like absolutely 100% you.
I mean, I've said before on this that,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
about that. I'm like, my favorite artist is this person. And then I married.
You married a dude who looks
just like the art.
The
L.
I was on this panel at LTUE.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was there and he was wearing like a red satin shirt and a friggin' like long hair and stuff. And he talked about all these books that he'd written. And he was like, my first book was about my addictions. And my second book was like really inspired by like my relationships with women. And then the third book was about like my relationship with religion and God. And I was like, okay, whatever, cool, man. And then he says to everyone, he's like, that's where the best writing is by going and diving down into your deepest, darkest emotions and then putting that on display for everyone to see. That's where you write your best. And I had to like look at the ground and try not to roll my eyes and try not to shout at the top of my lungs, no, don't do that.
It's so embarrassing.
don't do that. Don't do that. Because yes, you think of emotions like a buffet, right? It's okay to have a little bit of anger. But if you're only having anger, like everyone's going to be a little upset at you, mm-hmm. right? It's okay to have lots of happiness. But if you're like, I am a happiness only person, I eat happiness and happiness things all the time, everyone's going to be a little annoyed at you. And it's okay to have a little bit of depression, just a little sadness. It's okay as a treat. But don't just wallow in it, because you'll attach your emotions so like intrinsically. You'll attach your emotions so closely to those creations that you won't be willing to revise them. You won't be willing to improve on them, because every single critique will feel like an attack on you. Don't mm-hmm. Yes, use those emotions. Find those emotions. But for heaven's sakes, don't live there, right? Build your castles in the sky. Don't move in.
Yeah, that's very. I think it's good to compare it to food. You know, it's
you
like.
You talk. I'm getting the ice cream.
Okay. I'm completely lost in my
accepting this.
Just my stream of thought immediately out the window. Another place to go for help when you are having a really hard time is not your phone. That is something that I have learned the hard way. You need to go out into nature. I feel like that is probably one of the best ways, in my opinion. You need to go and work out. You need to, even if it's just going on a walk or intentionally going to a place where there's trees and water and beautiful sky. And even if you live in a place like Utah and it's January and everything's gray and you're sad, you still need to try and find a way to enjoy that.
Give us an example.
John said, give us an example. Anyways, something I have recently done is started birding. So I started birding, and I thought it was actually the stupidest thing ever. Like, my friend who is a birder, I would just go with her, and I would make fun of her the whole time. And I'm like, this is so dumb. And she taught me something. She's like, whenever I go birding, I experience a place at a different level, at a detail level. Because now all of a sudden I'm not just looking at the pretty surroundings, but I'm paying attention. And I am learning at the same time. And there's not a lot of other ways you can do that. You can get into plantology or treeology or waterfallology, but... but you have to pay attention to the details. So that's something that I have recently learned how to do. When I'm really stuck in a rut and I'm trying to get back out in nature, I decide to get my binoculars. I got them on like Facebook Marketplace for like $50. It was a great steal. And I go out with my Sibley book and I just go and try and enjoy nature. God has created so many wonderful things for us to enjoy in the same way that you are creating at home. You are trying to find ways for other people to enjoy these wonderful thoughts and dreams and experiences that you've had. And I feel like, once again, going back to the first thought of we need to go to the creator, like the creator, creator with a capital C, we will have a similar experience. And we, as baby creators, with a lowercase c, can have that same thing. That was my stream of thought. John, I need you to come in now.
Come back.
Ooh, pot of ice cream.
That was my ice cream.
Frick.
Yours is in the freezer. Yeah, that's right. If I can't have the vanilla, why do you get the chocolate? This, I make ice cream. Ice cream is actually how I do it.
Cool.
Yeah, so I agree. It's the same idea. Creation is, like we've talked about before, creation is actually a passive kind of skill. Creation, you need to have these great ideas. You can write them all down. You can work as much as you want on them. But to actually solve creative problems and to actually create something cool, you need to let those ideas incubate, let them marinate, you know, put in the slow cooker and let it chill. Mm-hmm. Don't think about it. What I do, I love doing dishes and making ice cream. I love making ice cream. I got an ice cream maker on Amazon. There is just a massive community of ice cream makers. I'm like a hobbyist. I'm not even like an aficionado, right? Like I'm just an ice cream hobbyist. But when I'm cooking, when I'm cleaning, when I'm out in nature, this is brought to you by Pizza Hut, by the way.
I don't know if I can have the logo.
I'm pretty sure you can. Yeah.
It's fine. Okay.
I think it's fine.
Pizza Hut.
But it is letting your mind relax actually lets it do its job.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you do need to work every day. And even if you throw out a ton of work, I've heard this as well. If you have writer's block, delete everything until you get to a point where you can start writing again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's insane. And I hated that advice when I first got it, but I tried it and I loved it. I came up with much better stuff. Everything mm-hmm. flowed way better. I didn't like delete it. I'd like cut it and paste it in some other document because that is work that I had and I'd like to look back at it to see where, you know, where things could have diverged.
You do the same thing in art. Like, I'm on Procreate, and you just duplicate the file that you're working on. Like, our teacher's like, okay, we're taking it to the next level. And so just duplicate it, and if you really feel like this is your pride and joy, come back to it and have this one be your final. But he's like, but we're going to pump this up. We're going to make it better. And you're like, please, no, Bob Ross, don't paint over the trees. You know? But, like, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, because Bob Ross does, like, the black swath, and you're like, why?
Why?
And he does something more beautiful, and you're like, wow, Bob, I trusted you this whole time.
I was here with you.
But that happened. I've been working on magic systems. Mm-hmm. Brandon Sanderson, who we talk about all the time. Look, we're just talking about him a lot because I'm reading his books, all right? When I'm done reading his books, we'll shut up about him.
We should talk about Terry Pratchett more.
We should talk about Terry Pratchett. Love that man. They're coming out with a tabletop RPG for him, for Discworld. Yeah, they're doing like a D&D Discworld.
Yes!
I'm going to play the crap out of that. I'm so excited.
I love Terry Pratchett.
Love Terry.
I've only actually just read Mort.
It's so good, though. Mort's my favorite book. Mort's my absolute favorite book. I'll let you borrow some of his other ones. He did one, Small Gods.
I would like to.
Small Gods might be one of my other favorites.
Reading.
There's great stuff out there, and none of it is Brandon Sanderson.
Okay, Brandon.
He's amazing at magic systems. Yes, Brandon Sandwichson he's like Benedict Cumberbatch, right?
We're just going to say his name wrong every time now.
Brandon Sanderson's name sounds like you're making fun of Benedict Cumberbatch's name, right?
Brandon Sandberg. Okay,
Brandon Sandberg. of no relation. It's more famous. Anyway, he's amazing at magic systems. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to come up with one for a book that I want to write. In fact, it's a series of books, but, you know, if the first one doesn't work, then the whole series dies. That's how that works. Please crowdfund my books. But the idea that I had was that everyone was going to have superpowers, right? But I wanted to have some kind of consistency in the superpowers. I wanted to try, just as a mental experiment, what a hard magic system would look like. And I've spent so long working on this crap, and it makes my head hurt. And I'm looking up, like, laws of thermodynamics. And it turns out that's probably what Brandon did, too. This mother flipper took all the good ideas. I'm kind of pissed.
Not all of them.
Yes. You got some good ones.
But like gravitation and, like, you know, friggin' moving metal around and crap. Like, this dude had so many great ideas, and he took them right out of nature, you know? And so I was going through these, and I was like, there's a ton of stuff that he hasn't touched yet, and I'd love to give these a shot.
Okay.
But I didn't know how to do it. And so I prayed about it and I thought about it, but I went to do dishes, and I was doing the dishes.
Dishes, babe.
And while I was doing the dishes, it friggin' hit me. I was like, the reason that we love Brandon Sanderson's characters for their magic systems isn't because of you know, Magnesis, or this guy punch good, or this guy heal fast, right? Like, that's not why we love them. We love them because they have an identity to their powers, right? We love them because this guy is a Mistborn, and
like
this guy is
hero.
A pewter arm. Well, more like Harry Potter, actually, is that you can take a little personality test and you get which magic person you are in his world. Like, oh, you're a windrunner, you're a bondsmith, right? Every one of these, there's actually a group identity connected to the magic system. And once I thought of that, and I realized how he did the personality test was just a big five personality test. I was like, oh my gosh, I just attach a superpower to each one of the big five personality types. And then every person who takes this, every character who does this, is just like a power connected to who they are.
Like like 1, 2, 3, 4, or like Myers and Briggs, or like the color system.
Big five. This is what Jordan Peterson won't shut up about. We stan.
Your celebrity crush is Dan Wells. Mine is Jordan Peterson. Lobster King himself.
I would argue about that, but I did have a dream and Dan Wells was in it last night. Just last night.
I don't want to know what, but what?
No, we just hung out. Like, okay. He was just in my dream and we hung out.
I want to hang out with Jordan Peterson in my dream.
I would love to. I mean, we would just listen to him talk the entire time. It wouldn't be a conversation. But the personality test he's always talking about. It's the only personality test with any actual scientific backing. right? Is it's just the five personality like thing, extroversion, openness. I don't remember the rest and I don't care. But the
scowl.
when I was doing the dishes, that's when this moment hit me. Mm-hmm. That's when this moment happened. It's because I was actually putting those things aside. Having balance and moderation mm-hmm. in your life actually gives you the tools you need to create better. You pushing yourself really, really hard actually puts out subpar product. You kind of need to pace yourself.
Yeah.
And be willing to admit when the stuff that you've made is crap.
Right. So when you're stuck, we've said go to God. We've said do passive creativity. So other ways to create that you like, that you can enjoy, right? And then I would say another thing that we like just barely like tapped on, but I would like to talk about more, is talking to other people.
Oh, collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it's very nice to be a sandwich dweller. That's not what they're called.
What on earth? please let me know what you were trying to say.
A bottom dweller. Is that what they're called?
Basement dweller?
Basement dweller.
Oh my gosh.
Sandwich dweller.
I'm into ham and cheese.
That's what your personality thing should be.
My my big five personality test tells you which sandwich you live in.
It sounds,
it's my new magic system.
It sounds like one of those quizzes.
The BuzzFeed quizzes.
Quiz.
Which sandwich are you?
No, when you're.
Do you remember that book where they had like all the bees attacked the town? So they make this sandwich. The wasps, that's right. These wasps attack a town. So they build a sandwich.
A giant.
Like a sandwich the size of the town. Mm-hmm. And it's peanut butter on one side and jelly on the other side. And then when all the wasps are on the sandwich,
they close
the sandwich on top of them. That is the most insane Act 3 twist I have ever heard in my entire life.
Don't be a sandwich dweller. it's nice to just sit at your desk and like put your blue light glasses on and stick in your headphones and just work.
Yeah.
And it's really, really good. And just to keep that going. But
get in the zone.
But then when you get stuck and you say, this is hard, and you say, I don't want to keep doing this, I'm going to jump to this other idea that I think is so fun and I can't wait to work on. You have to go to, like, do the other two things we previously talked about.
Yeah.
But then also go and talk to people. Talk to your brothers or sisters. Talk to your friends. Talk to your parents. Dad came up with the name Circadia.
Yeah.
That we talked about in Creative Corner.
Dad's amazing with names. He's so good with names.
Yeah, he's really good. And everyone has these skills, even if they aren't, writer. Like, you can't be like, I'm the best writer ever, which means that I'm the only one who has an opinion on these things.
Like, no. All creative work is a collaboration.
Yes.
All of it. We're not saying let someone write an entire chapter. Don't do that.
Don't
right?
do that.
We are saying that maybe bringing these ideas to people will give you, talking through it. The rubber duck test is something in software engineering where you have a rubber duck on your desk and every time...
You can keep talking.
The rubber duck test. The rubber duck test is a test in software engineering where you have a rubber duck on your desk, and if something is going wrong in your code, you try to talk through the problem to your rubber duck.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't talk through the problem and realize what the problem is while you are talking to the rubber duck, then you probably need to take it to someone else. But you do know how to solve it.
Yeah.
You are capable. You're clearly capable enough to give it a shot, right? Which makes you better than 90% of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's real. That's not me bragging or anything. The fact that you're doing it at all makes you special.
Yeah.
And so, first of all, kudos, right? Way to go. You're amazing.
Snaps queens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Snaps.
But second of all, you can solve this problem.
Yeah.
Just talk it through. I took one of my stories. I took it to Sam and I said, Sam, this story's kind of freaking sad. And he was mm-hmm. like, do this. And then I was like, ooh, I actually dislike that idea. Hmm. Like that idea. Like, thank you for saying that. because that's really good feedback. But I dislike that idea. And I realized, yeah, this is going to just be a sad story. And I'm going to have to just revel in the melancholy, right? The happy, sad energy, right? Mm-hmm. That sweet and sour sauce of this story. And getting that feedback was great. Talking it through with someone was great. That's why you should have writers groups. It's why you should have people to give you feedback on everything.
Right.
Because if you never take any feedback from anyone, then you're going to be, your inspiration's going to grow stale, and you're not going to grow in any meaningful way.
Yeah.
I like what you said about, I like what you said about kind of when you get kind of bored with these ideas and you want to jump to new ideas, go talk to people. Because that bringing these ideas to people and entertaining them is a big reason to do this, right? It's one of the motivating purposes behind creation. So find those things that motivated you originally. In fact, I've heard you're supposed to put up, like supposed to have like trophies from your past creative conquests in Ready Site.
Cool.
Yeah. So like I have like the Dead Horse poster. Is
you can see it.
It's right here. Yeah, right here. I have that on my desk, and I have someone made a Magic the Gathering card with their table of players on the picture.
Aww.
And they were like, hey, thanks so much for doing this for us.
That's
and
so wholesome.
I leave that on my desk so that every time I'm creating and I feel stale and I feel like I don't want to do it anymore, I can look at those things and say, no, I'm good at what I do. I can put in the work and succeed. And I'm doing this because of things I'm truly passionate about, finding those original reasons for inspiration.
That kind of strays into another area of being like, when you are stuck, you need to remember why you're doing this. You remember what your purpose is, why this is a goal of yours.
It's like an anime moment.
I know. Like your backstory. It's like you.
My friends are relying on me. When I was a child, I didn't talk for 2 years. And then I could. No one's going to talk so much. I peaked the mic, so I'm really sorry.
No. I will write.
It happens in like My Hero Academia constantly. Everyone just remembers their origin story.
And they just cry.
And they just cry, and it gives them the power to move forward.
And I'm like, I'm sitting over here, you know, painting or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, you got it, Deku. That's the spirit.
It's why Bakugo is so friggin' great. That dude has no backstory. He's just like,
just
I'm the
angry.
Best, all right? F you, F you, you're fine. Let's do this.
He's just angry. He's just angry.
I love it.
If you don't have a backstory to look back on, just channel Bakugo.
Yeah, just I've always said like love is the most powerful emotion. No, it's spite. It's always been spite.
Oh, spite.
It's spite,
good.
And then it's love, and then it's the munchies in that order, munchies. Right? Like those are the three most powerful emotions.
It's like Inside Out, and those are the things in your head.
Spite, love, munchie.
Seven deadly sins. Okay, no, okay.
Oh, I need one to get second. Medicated.
One second. Okay, little tangent. When I go rock climbing in the mornings, we have this inside joke that the Care Bears, what if there were seven deadly sin Care Bears? Gluttony Bear.
Oh my God.
Lust Bear.
Wrath Bear.
Wrath Bear.
Wrath Bear. Care Bear. Stone.
But because it came up because I was like, there's Friend Bear. But then, like a couple seasons later, Best Friend Bear is introduced. So imagine like your entire purpose in life is just flattened by Best Friend
this
Bear.
This is my villain origin story.
Hi, my name is Friend Bear, and this is my villain origin story.
I love the idea of Gluttony Bear. He's sitting there like Best Friend Bear. Life is only made to consume.
Anyways.
Jeez. Okay. This is untangent.
Back to being inspirational and helpful. And
but I need to wrap this up because we're way over time.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to talk about one other thing that really helps me. And I've seen a lot, it helps a lot of other people. They make vision boards and mood boards. And that's what this is. That's what this whole friggin' wall is.
Oh, I was actually pointing to a vision board.
Oh, there's an actual, that's an actual vision board.
You can pull it off. It just unrolls.
That's right as heck.
Cool. Yeah. Me and one of my best friends, I don't know if you can see this. Use my little hand. We made this, we both made them, and we just took magazines and we just cut crap out and put it on this. And I love it, and I think of it always. And I'm like, yeah, this, you know, this probably, you can put it back.
No, it's fine. Okay. I'm just going to leave this here.
Like, you can, like, just put it on the pizza box. That's good. It's nice to have a Pinterest board. It's nice to just store things in there. But what you should do is go and print them all out and then get red string and murder mystery the crap out of it.
Yeah, actually, you need a Pepe Sylvia.
Yes.
Like, all the way. Well, because you're right. Like, being on your phone, phones, I hate being the phones are an addiction, but they are. Phones.
We're adults now. We can say old people things.
Look, we can just say it. Phones are addictive. They're designed to be addictive. They're designed just to keep you on them as long as possible. Mm-hmm. To be on YouTube, to be on Instagram, to be on Pinterest.
Yeah.
And those places are great to find inspiration, but you shouldn't stay there because it kills your creative energy.
Yes.
It destroys it. So what you need to do, you're right, print it out, and having these places where you have the original vibes, those things that originally got you excited about this idea, mm-hmm. having those sitting out so that you can look at them and go, hey, that was pretty cool. It gets you excited as the leader of the idea to do that thing again.
That's something I miss about sketchbooks. I don't use a sketchbook anymore. And I was thinking about this last night because I'm like, I used to have like these journal sketchbooks basically where I would just cut things out. I would paste things in. I would write, you know, sad stories about boys that I liked. And I would, you know.
What? Hang on.
A lot of poetry.
Do these still exist?
And then.
Are these in storage?
They're here. My red book. Yeah. It's very embarrassing.
Guess it's going to be on the table next week.
So awful. But like, it would all kind of compound together. And I could have this whole thing with inspiration and stories and like, I gotta bring it back because I like working on my iPad, but it gotta bring it back.
It's kind of a journal of the creative mm-hmm. ideas that you've had. It's you do get to look back, and even if those ideas kind of suck, that's kind of the nice part. If you look back and an idea sucks, you can go, nice, I'm so much better than that now. That's a huge ego boost. You need those.
Ego. Love Ratatouille. Ego bear.
Holy. Ego bear. Best friend bear. You are greater than friend bear. You know that they just forgot about friend bear, right? And they someone's so like, best friend bear.
Sorry, friend bear. I'm actually going to go hang out with best friend bear today.
And friend bear's like, no, that's all right.
That's fine.
Don't worry. We'll see you soon.
I'm going to go hang out with Envy Bear.
And maybe Greed Bear will join.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe Megalomania Bear.
What's the staged wrestling thing called?
Like WWE.
WWE bear.
You're not going any bear. Oh my gosh!
Any bear. Okay, one day you will have to ask Caleb for his. You're not going anywhere.
His impression is so good.
It's so good.
His bone saw impression is just legendary. Bone saw bear. We're done.
Okay,
we're wrapping this crap up. All right. So what we've learned today, is that best friend bear isn't crap. You can find us on YouTube. Let's see. What we've learned today is that the creative process is not straightforward. And getting stuck on it is actually kind of a part of the process.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't get discouraged by it. Mm-hmm. Finding ways to be re-inspired and finding ways to use your skills to, you know, uplift the people around you anyway. And finding times to take breaks and finding ways to, you know, just work through a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It is good and healthy and a part of it. You're not going to get it right. You're not going to sit down and write for 6 hours straight every day for a month. You'll die, right? I mean, the only person who's
and your work will suck.
Your work, yeah, it'll suck. The only person who's ever done that was Stephen King, who took so much cocaine that he woke up from his cocaine stupor with an entirely written book. Don't do that. He has no memory of writing that book.
That's really funny.
It's kind of awesome. Or friggin' Dick Van Dyke was so drunk that he does not remember any of Mary Poppins. He doesn't remember filming any of it.
He's
from
so
what
fantastic.
I remember. He's
so
incredible, though. Yeah, absolutely legendary.
But those things aren't sustainable.
Right. We're talking about careers here.
We're trying to improve ourselves. We're trying to create for other people to experience these wonderful ideas that we have. So work hard and remember these things that we've talked about today.
Yeah. And you're awesome. All right, you're here.
You're awesome, Bear.
You're awesome, Bear. Watch out for, what's it called? Watch out for imposter syndrome, Bear.
He's coming to get you.
Just kidding. You're not good enough for him to find you. Imposter syndrome Bear is the laziest bear in the world. He's just like, oh, I don't need to come and find you. And everyone's like, oh.
No. Oh. No.
You're wonderful. Thank you so much for watching Sibling Scribbles. You can find us on Spotify and YouTube. You can find our webcomic on shepherdcalledbales.com. You can find my D&D writing on DriveThruRPG. And you can do anything that you put your mind to.
Have a great week.
Bye.